The Helmand province is historically one of the most dangerous areas in Afghanistan. In response, the Army Corps of Engineers is building a trauma surgery center. Dr. Maga Shanafzoy, the head Afghan surgeon at Camp Shorbakh, thinks this will positively affect all the Afghan soldiers in the area.
All the soldiers out there in the field, it gives them a peace of mind knowing that there is a trauma center out there where they can get treated.
That peace of mind stems from the fact that Roll 2 hospitals are capable of life-saving intervention surgeries. Previously, the closest Roll 2 was in Lashkargah, almost 25 miles away. Allison Brunner, the Army Corps of Engineers cartographer, says this is a positive thing for such a dangerous region.
Some of these people coming in from just the local area, coming into the base, they may not have time to go, 20, 30 minutes to get to Lashkargah and to deal with the facility there.
The Afghan military knew traveling that far wasn't an option for some locals, so they took an old warehouse and set up a medical tent inside. Before this new facility, this was where surgeons saved lives.
On one of the site assessments where the team went through to inspect and look at this building for converting it into a hospital facility, they were actually in there amputating some guy's leg. So this really brought home the fact that they need additional facilities.
This transformation of the new trauma center is currently over 30% complete. It will have an intensive care unit with 30 beds and 2 operating rooms. These facilities will arrive just in time.
The facility that they're currently training at on Bastion will be shut down. That's going to happen in the next few months. So it was a huge hurry to get this structure completed so that they have a place to go and to continue surgery after our forces leave.
The building is scheduled to be complete in May, and the trauma surgeons should start saving lives by July. Reporting from Camp Shorbakh, I'm Army Staff Sergeant Daniel Sullivan.